Man, you kids did a great job. Love that song, too. Indeed, how many kings would come down, right, and be born in the humble manger? And it's incredible. It's incredible. You know, it seems to me like there's a plethora of trees in this place. Aren't they cool? These ones over here, the kids have been working on back in Sunday school there, and each of those little ornaments that are stuck on those trees, is they're kind of following Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, right? And so it's cool. They've been learning about the story of Jesus being born. Of course, that's why we're here tonight. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, and so we're glad that you could be here. We're glad that you're our guest, and glad that you can come and sing about the birth of Christ with us, and maybe learn something new. Who knows? All right. So why don't we pray together, and we'll get into just a brief message here. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful time. Thank you for the snow. Thank you for that. Thank you for just the remembrance that we have here. Just that Jesus Christ came down as a man, was born as a baby, and then grew up into a man, and then was crucified on a cross for our sins. And that's why he came. And we just thank you for that. I want to celebrate that tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, a number of people in their families are kind of like the people that love to get the Christmas decorations out. If you are the one in your household who loves to just get the tree up, does nobody have a tree here? Okay. Raise your hand if you're the person who's like, you beat the drum that we will get the Christmas decorations out, okay? All right, very good. That's my daughter in our house, pretty much Megan. She's the one. In fact, I don't think we had a thing up until she got back from Bowling Green, a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was. So when she got home, we started decorating the tree. And, it's interesting. On our tree, you guys, I'm sure, have a lot of different decorations. You have your standard bulbs, shiny bulbs. Some of you maybe have some tinsel, have the lights and all that. But you may, like us, have some ornaments that have some like significance to kind of mark something, right? So like when we got our house, we had an ornament that year with a house, right? Or I think maybe when one of our kids, the first kid got their driver's license, I don't remember if I just have like a check up there or if it was like we got a car or something. But I have, what is that on that ornament there, Julie? What is that? It's a baby. You know which baby that is in my family? That is my oldest son, Josh. Okay. And he's like 26 now. And my, how time flies. But when each of our kids were born, we have like an ornament to mark that year. And this was Josh's year. And so in 1991. And so I think about that because it just reminds me that that's what Christmas is about. We are celebrating the birth of a baby, right? And that's just the beginning, though, isn't it? That is just the beginning of the Christmas story and what it's about. But did you know, a little trivia here, kids, did you know that God has a Christmas tree? Did you know that? I didn't know. You read your Bible, you'll find out. God has a Christmas tree. All right, now it's interesting, some things about this tree. Now, this tree, before the foundation of the world, Jesus' future would be linked with God's Christmas tree. All right, since Jesus took his first little baby steps as a child, he was moving towards that Christmas tree, God's Christmas tree. All right, now, this particular Christmas tree that God has is not, in some sense, a thing that you and I would normally celebrate. It's not all beautifully decorated like these trees or like those trees over there. All right, this tree, God's Christmas tree, is really something different altogether. Now, what's interesting about this tree that was in Jesus' future, all right, is that this tree that would be associated with pain, Jesus actually approached it with joy. It's interesting. In fact, let me just read for you just a verse here in Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 2. It says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Endured the cross. And so if you haven't put it together, God's Christmas tree is the cross of Jesus Christ. All right? That's God's Christmas tree. Now, that might sound strange to you, but what's interesting is that if you survey some of the scriptures in the New Testament specifically, and actually if you look in Deuteronomy, you'll find a reference in the Old Testament, but it mentions Jesus, him dying on a tree. It says in Acts chapter 5, verse 30, it says, the God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. And then in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, he himself bore our sins on his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Now, this tree is a cross, okay? And we can definitely put the pieces together in the New Testament to learn that that tree definitely was a cross. It mentions where it says his arms were stretched out, okay? So we know that it wasn't just a, pretty sure it's not, wasn't just a pole in the ground, all right? But it was a cross, but nonetheless put together by a tree, wasn't it? All right, and so God has a Christmas tree. He has a Christmas tree, and his desire for us is to know what it's all about. So Jesus came down in a cradle, like we see over here, born in a cradle to grow up as a man, to die on the cross. And that cross is God's Christmas tree. So this morning I want to take a look at some of the aspects of that particular tree, and specifically, you know, some of you kids in the morning, there might be some gifts under the tree. I heard something about that, right? Is you expect that maybe tomorrow morning, Christmas morning, there might be some gifts under the tree? Maybe? Okay. I hope so. All right. So, well, you know what? Under God's Christmas tree, he has some gifts. And anyone who embraces what God's Christmas tree is about gets those gifts. All right? Has free access to the gifts that God offers. And I want to read a short passage here, just 8 verses that really mentions just some of the gifts. I mean, we don't have all the time to go through all the incredible gifts that God has for anyone who embraces God's Christmas tree, the cross, okay? But we'll have a time to do just a few. We'll take a look here in Romans chapter 5. Now, this is not typically like a Christmas message text from the Bible, but it certainly talks about the gifts that come from anyone who embraces what the cross of Jesus is about. So let me just read here, Romans 5, 1 through 8. It says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence, our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Verse 7 says, Now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And this is Christmas. This is what Christmas is about, okay? Yes, it's about the birth of Jesus, but it's about why he came. And his purpose was clear, was to die on the cross for our sins. And the Bible's very clear about that. So I want to take a look at some of the gifts that are mentioned in here, that if someone would put their faith in what the cross of Christ stands for and what Jesus was doing there, if they will put their faith in that, in Jesus, then they can receive these gifts. Here's the first one, peace. That's mentioned there in Romans 5:1. And here it is on the screen. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith. Okay, this is important. So many people misunderstand God's plan of why he sent Jesus. Right? He didn't send Jesus so that he could just die for our sins and then we try to work our way to God, that it's Jesus plus, you know, doing great things will get us into God's good graces. No, the only way to be in God's good graces, according to the scripture here, is to receive by faith what Christ has done, is to just simply believe what God said he sent Jesus to do, okay? And also to believe what he says about us, and that we are in need of a Savior, okay? And so when it says peace here, this peace here is not just like a warm, fuzzy feeling that I'm all is calm, you know, in my life. No, this peace is talking about peace with God, okay? And this is the most important thing. If you don't remember anything about tonight, remember this. Jesus Christ came so that we could have peace with God, all right? When we're born into this world, our sin separates us from God. God's holy, we're not, right? There is a separation. There is an alienation. We don't have a relationship with God. We are not at peace with God. And the only way to be made right with God is to put our faith in Christ and be reconciled. The Bible uses that word reconciliation. And that's why Christ was sent for us, is so that we could be reconciled to God, so that we could have peace with God. All right, you're not going to have peace. You and I are not going to have peace the way we need it to be in our lives and in our relationships unless we have peace with God first. All right? And once we have that, then we have, as we'll see here in a minute, God's help to deal with all the things that we'll encounter. All right? But the first and foremost gift here is peace with God. Peace with God. If you embrace the God's Christmas tree, the cross of Jesus Christ, and that Jesus died there so that we could be forgiven. He died in our place, right, for our sins. If you embrace that and admit to God your need for him, you will have peace with God. That's like first base, okay? You can't go to second, third, or home, in a sense, and walk with God unless you get to first base, okay? It's just not going to work. And so that's the first gift. The second gift is access to God. Access to God. I have someone here who I've known that was a day apart from Josh, Zach, right? I mentioned Zach, right? He and Josh were just born one day apart down the street, okay? Literally, down the street, right? Now, Zach has an interesting job. Interesting jobs, okay? So, as a DJ, right, for Radio U, he sometimes gets some interesting access to recording artists, would you say? Yeah. Yes, he does. He's the guy you want to know, okay? The Blue Jackets games, sometimes he's doing some video for them, or the Clippers games. I mean, Zachary is like everywhere. He has access. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I was just thinking about this. I mean, it's just, you, it's got to be the dream for you. I mean, yeah, because he's doing what he loves. I know he loves to do those things. And he gets, had to have fun and gets access to these, you know, these musicians and all these things. I mean, it's just cool, right? But when you know Christ as your Savior, you get access to God, full access. Now, you might say, well, okay, So what? Well, so what? In the Old Testament, there's no access to God. I mean, really, nobody's going to get full access to God. Maybe the high priest one time a year, you know. And they tie a rope on his leg because if he does something wrong in there, boom, he's dead. And they drag him out and get the next guy in there. All right, that's real. All right. All right, so access to God, right? Being able to come into the presence of God and talk to God in prayer. I mean, that is access, right? And so when you look at this verse, Romans 5:2, it says, because of our faith, again, because of we put in our faith in Jesus, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, all right? Access, where we now stand. So when you embrace God's Christmas tree, the cross of Jesus Christ, and you embrace what it stands for, and you put your faith in Jesus, you have access to God. That's just incredible, let me tell you, when we have access to God in that way. You know, I thought I had a verse I was going to here. But this access to God, it talks about how in, I think it's the book of Hebrews, where it does mention that, you know, we have a high priest, you know, Jesus Christ. He calls him our high priest, right? That he can sympathize with our weaknesses, right? And he paved the way for us to have access to God. We can boldly approach God's throne of grace, all right? And this is something that was not possible without Jesus Christ, okay? And so that's the second gift, is if you embraced God's Christmas tree, he has these gifts under there. One is peace with God. The other one is access to God, direct access to God. And the third one is hope. Not just any kind of hope in this case. It says in Romans 5:2, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Now, what does it mean here by looking forward to sharing God's glory? What that means is heaven. Looking forward to a future with God in heaven eternally, okay? And so this is a promise. This is a promise that anyone who embraces what God's Christmas tree is about and believes in Jesus Christ, puts their faith in him, has eternal life. Has eternal life, all right? That's a promise. That's John 1:12, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, promises that, all right? If you receive him, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And with that comes all the wonderful inheritance of being a child of God. All right? And so we have their hope. This hope. All right? Hope beyond what we're seeing. Okay? All of these gifts are spiritual. Okay? These gifts, I mean, yes, there's practicality to them. It's not just pie in the sky. All right? The fact that we have access to God, if you know Christ as Savior, that's practical help in your everyday life, all right? And the fact that we can have peace with God that enables us to work towards peace with others as well, because we have his Spirit in us. Let me just mention this last one here, the Holy Spirit. And it says here in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, it says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. I like that because it just reminds us that God's going to make good on his promises, all right? You and I might intend to keep our promises, but sometimes we fail, right? And we disappoint others. But God's not going to do that. It says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So one of the other gifts under God's tree is the Holy Spirit. And this is fascinating, that when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, it's the Bible says the Holy Spirit comes in us and takes up residence within us. And that is a mystery, but the wonderful thing about that is that, you know what? The Holy Spirit in us helps us live out all the things that God wants us to do in our relationships, in his will for our lives. You know, he doesn't just kind of say, well, hey, you know, okay, now that you've accepted me and you believe in me, I hope you do well. You know, be warm, be filled. We'll see you later. You know, no, God doesn't do that. He provides the power to live the way he wants us to live. All right. And yeah, we still have a will. We still have our choice. We can allow him to have his way in our life. Or sometimes we say, no, I'm going to do it my way, you know, and we certainly do that at times. And sometimes it's rougher on us because of that, right? Because God's ways are always best. They're not always easy, but they're always best, right? And so I just want to say, you know, that's one of the gifts listed here. One of the incredible gifts under God's Christmas tree is the Holy Spirit. And let me just say this. If you don't know much about the Holy Spirit and you're a Christian, this year, make it the year that you study and you learn what God says about the Spirit and his relationship to the believer, because you are missing out on his helper. That's what he calls him, the helper. And I tell you what, I need some help. I don't know about you guys. I need help. I need help to love people the way Jesus wants me to love them. Right? I need help to overcome things in my life that are not, I'm still working on, right? Under construction here. All right? And so we need the helper. And so we need to open that gift. Okay? We need to open that gift and understand more about the Holy Spirit this year. So let me just say this in closing about God's Christmas tree. All right? So do this for me. When you guys go home tonight, all right, and you look at your tree, think about God's Christmas tree. Think about the cross of Jesus Christ. Think about that what we're celebrating is that Jesus came to stretch out his hands, die on that cross. Why? Because he loves us. Because he wants to spend eternity with us. He wants to have a relationship with us, but he's not going to force it. It has to be something each and every one of us says yes to, okay? And for me, that was back in 1982, a few years ago, all right? And that's when I put my faith in Christ, all right? I grew up as in the Christian family and everything, but I realized I had a choice to make. I had to put my faith in Christ. It was my decision, okay? And in doing that, I've had a taste of these gifts. I'm still growing in it. I'm a person in process like every other believer, okay? There is no perfect believer, okay? But every believer has the hope of eternal life. Every believer has peace with God. Every believer has access to the gifts I mentioned tonight and so many more, all right? And so it's my hope that maybe this Christmas, if you don't know Christ, all right, you would come to know him and embrace God's Christmas tree and what it's about, and have access to all those gifts he's got for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you did send your son Jesus, born in a manger in Bethlehem, as we celebrate tonight. And doesn't matter if it was the 25th or the 30th, and there's all these disputes about the date. We don't care. We just know that he came. Jesus came, and we know what his purpose was. He came to give his life as a ransom for many. He said that. He meant that. He did that. God, we thank you so much that you have a Christmas tree, that you put your son Jesus on it, and you did that for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe upon him will not perish, but have eternal life. And that's what it means to believe in Jesus. Lord, help us. I pray that anyone here that wants to know him more would just say, God, I want to know Jesus more. I want to know more about him. Would you show me? And might this be the start of a wonderful Christmas to them, that they would know more intimately what God's Christmas tree and all his gifts are about. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.